Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini. I think it's working.
I can hear you. But apparently,
I can hear you.
Wonderful. Great. How about we go with that?
Oh my gosh. Oh, technology.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, All here right. we go. Let's go with that.
Our assignment from yesterday, the karmic conversation holds the answer. However, the way the conversation is framed causes us to go to what is not so rather than what is so. For example, the conversation says, I work hard all week and I don't want to give up my weekend. The way the conversation frames life is as a zero-sum game. It's me or them, so choose me. If I did show up for the community, perhaps I would find that I'm not giving up anything. On the contrary, in not listening to ego voices, I might have fun participating in what I care about, experience a sense of belonging, and get to relax throughout the weekend. Assignment: what is the answer that is revealed to you by the karmic conversation? RL, what you see. All right, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, it's Anna from Seattle.
Hello, Anna.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
The voices say, you don't deserve calling in. You have not been keeping up at all.
And we know that's horse pucky.
I just got back from Europe last night, so you know, that's the reason why I didn't keep up. But I think even even if I would have not been gone, like on a trip, I also wouldn't have kept up. So in the story, let's see. So the karmic story, I think, is like of overwhelm, like not even starting because things because the story is, or the karma, yeah, I don't know if that's the karma or the story.
Same thing.
Okay. I don't know. It just doesn't want me to engage with things, you know?
Yes. So what you're seeing then is that you're told that it will be overwhelming, so don't even start. Whereas in the moment, you're actually not overwhelmed. You're just listening to a story that says you're going to be overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And so what's overwhelming is the story, right?
Yeah. Yes, correct.
And the fun part of that, Anna, is that if you were to engage in something and not keep your attention fixed on that overwhelming story, you wouldn't feel overwhelmed.
Yes.
Yeah? I mean, I know you've had that experience, so I know you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yes, I do. I was engaged with many other things, but not with, Ego is trying to make an excuse here.
Mm-hmm. and because you're there paying attention, you saw it. You realize that, well, that's just hogwash. That's not true. Because if you were feeling overwhelmed, then, you know, primarily what you were engaged with was a conversation with ego in which you were told that you're overwhelmed.
Yeah. I mean, just with the relationships with my family, I was feeling the same thing, but I only saw them for a couple of days. And I was able to see the stories of saying, oh my God, you know, oh, it's only one more day, you can handle it, it's okay. but I saw that how you know, how that was not real. I mean, that was like a trick to feel,
right,
make me feel separate and
keep you in relationship with that voice, right?
Yeah.
Not with your family, right?
Yeah.
Not present. Yeah. Well, I would say you've been keeping up rather beautifully.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah. So let's just not go with that voice of you're overwhelmed and you can't you can't keep up and you can't participate and you can't, because it's obviously not true.
Yeah. Yes. And I did do the session focus, but nothing really direct. Well, a few things dropped in. But just really small things, but yeah, of what I could, you know, just about how I can compost better, and because sometimes I use, it's embarrassing, paper, like I compost everything and put it in containers in the freezer, and then sometimes I use a paper bag to compost of it, so I'm going to stop that. I know it's just a small thing, but
That's right.
Obviously, that's
right.
The best thing, but I don't know
right.
how to do
yeah,
that.
And
I don't need to use the paper bag.
That's right. And the thing that is important about that is you are in conversation with the intelligence that animates instead of the negativity of the voice in your head, right? And so when we're here, we realize, oh, there's this, that little thing. Oh, I could do that. And we can feel
yeah.
good about that. The thing that we were on a while back about when, right? Every time you do something like that, you listen to the voice of you could, and you do it,
mm-hmm.
and it's a win. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we string those together, and it keeps us. It makes that negative conversation far less appealing.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
All right. Take
okay.
good care of yourself.
Okay. Thanks so much. Much gratitude to all of you.
All right. Thanks, Anna.
Thanks, Anna.
Bye.
You know, Sherry, the thing that was dropping in for me, two things. One, there's a way in which it's so important to keep our commitments, to do the
yeah.
practices that we've committed to doing, because only then do we have some way of knowing that I am training to not have my attention on conditioned mind. It's like the breath in meditation. And that it's also important to see how if for some reason that commitment cannot be kept, then I am still keeping my commitment to have attention on awareness rather than on conditioned mind. It might be that I'm practicing with different content, but I'm still practicing being present.
That's right. Yes.
Right? And so
yes.
If we give the credit to the story that says you didn't keep your commitment, we are not bringing into awareness that we are practicing presence, which is what keeping that commitment was about in the first place.
Right. It kind of is the expression cuts the legs out from under ego, right?
Yes.
Because
yes.
the point was not the commitment. The point was to practice being present.
Right. And so, and mm-hmm. it often takes this kind of exchange in order to realize what we're ignoring and what we have the attention on. And I was just
mm-hmm.
hearing that in that interaction, the moment when Anna got to, I am keeping my commitments, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a way in which we have
mm-hmm.
to be reflected in order to know that we're consulting conditioned mind and therefore ignoring everything else.
Yeah, because she said, yeah, that's what I think too.
Yes,
which is
exactly.
what you're pointing at, right? Well,
yes.
I think I'm paying attention. I think I'm pretty present.
Yes.
And then we look to conditioned mind, and it goes, no, you're not, because you didn't
yep.
keep your commitment. You haven't kept up with the
yep.
class. You haven't You haven't called in from Europe.
Which brings me to the second thing, and we were looking at this in, we did the radio show at the monastery in without internet, like live with everyone there. So what we were looking at was this factor of an identification with ego is limitation, but an identification with all that is an identification with the suchness, right? There's no differentiation in that suchness. And so from that perspective of suchness, nothing is trivial.
Yeah.
Because everything is equal.
Right. You're talking now about that thing, that game of everything is the Buddha.
That's right. Or everything is pink, as you'd like to say. Right?
Yeah.
Nothing is more pink than anything else in quantity, quality, frequency, texture. And so if I work out how to do something with a paper bag, if I was identified with suchness, that's, if everything is pink, there is no such thing as that pink was trivial.
Mm-hmm. That's a little pink.
Yeah, or a faded pink, or not pink, or more white than anything else. Yeah. All right. Here's our next
caller.
That's
very good. That's very good. Yeah.
You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is June.
Hello, June.
Good morning. I've been looking at what is the answer? That's revealed by the karmic conversation, and it seems that for me, every answer is revealed, except possibly one, by listening to and not believing the karmic conversation. And the one that, listening to and not believing, or just, listening to and not believing the karmic conversation has, I think, over the years, been how the portal has opened for grace to drop in love and presence. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. So being aware that the karmic story is there and realizing that it's a karmic story enables the attention to be enough on an expanded awareness that is containing everything, that what is available in that expanded awareness is the possibilities that are present when we are not going with the karmic story.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what Anna was laying out, right? It's kind of the what's behind all of that, or what Ashwini was talking about with the everything is pink, right? So there's something that shows up in as a karmic story, and we lose sight of the fact that but it's still pink. And in that awareness of the expanded pinkness, we don't have to go with that karmic story. We know it's there, but we don't have to engage with it. Is that kind of what you're looking at?
Yes. Yeah. You don't have to engage with it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Be wrong.
Right. So you can recognize, oh, that story. It's like, oh, yeah, story 43B. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know where that one goes. And just bring the attention right back to presence.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. All right. Well, very good.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Go happy.
So I think what I saw in that, Cherry, is that the karmic conversation in some cases hides the fact that awareness exists. That's the ultimate thing it hides, right? Because if I believe the story, that's all there is. So I think what that conversation was pointing to is what doesn't get revealed by the karmic story is that the story is not real. That the very fact that it exists is the lie. And so we never bother to look beyond it to go, oh, actually, if I shift the attention, being here dissolves the karmic story.
Yes.
It's the ultimate. It's just, it's like hidden in plain sight, right? The fact that something tells you or is saying something moves the attention to a belief in it, but it actually doesn't exist.
That's right. So a voice says, you're overwhelmed. And if we believe that, then we will be overwhelmed. Are
exactly.
we really? No.
No.
But
exactly.
we'll believe we are. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Lori calling from Asheville.
Hello, Lori.
Hi. Yeah, my version of the sort of the karmic duality has to do with, well, it's all kind of up to me, this sense of lots and lots of responsibility about just in any content, really. And just seeing how then what happens is that, well, a couple things happen. One is that then it's never enough. I mean, even though I think my practices are pretty big regarding the environment and, you know, and what I do and how I do it. And
but you haven't saved the world yet.
Well, no, I haven't. That's for sure. So, there's evidence.
Yeah. So there's all the proof ego needs, right?
All the proof ego needs. And then with the other part of it is just, you know, what is wrong with you? There, that feeling bad about it, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. I can't remember exactly what the other part is, but it has to do with that. Like, we'll try harder. And,
if you were just more responsible, Lori, if you were just more responsible that, you know, these things wouldn't be happening.
And what gets left out, this is actually the important part of it, is the connection to the responsibility towards this being. It just really seems to get left out. And the appreciation and the attention and the tenderness and the care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So external.
And you know, Lori, with that. Oh.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just looking at the Buddha. You must work out your own salvation diligently. And Jesus, the kingdom of God is within you. And I'm sure there are lots of other really smart folks who had a lot of similar things to say, but we don't have time to acknowledge them all now. So we'll just go with those two main heroes, right? And you can see quickly with what you just laid out, and it's universal, right? That's what gets missed, as you say, the human being in whom the kingdom of God exists. And whose salvation can only be worked out by you, that's what gets overlooked, left behind. And that's not an accident.
No, it's not, is it? You know, I want to give a plug here for Two-Handed Recordings, too, because I've been every day working with this, and because this is kind of the whole thing, is what about this person here and her need or her suffering or whatever. On and And when I do that and just allow her to talk and mm-hmm. and then listen to her the way nobody else could, because nobody else is having this unique experience,
that's right.
then there is such an opening to love and to support and presence. And it just feels like it's, the more I'm doing it, the more I'm aware of that is the gift of our practice, but also the gift of life that is allowing the care to come from here to here.
Yes. And with that, so culturally and worldwide culture, that is viewed as selfish. Right? That focus is viewed as selfish. And yet, I'm going to lead the witness here, what you're saying is, what it actually does is open you to love and compassion for everything that cannot possibly be there when you're trapped in an ego world of, okay, this is what's wrong with you, and you should do this, and you didn't do that, and why didn't you do that? And you need to feel bad about that.
All that. Absolutely. All that. Oh, my gosh. It's mm-hmm. so self-centered. And there's no room then for just the openness and the connection to all that is. And I'm experiencing that it's possible to do that, to connect mm-hmm. with all that is by, you know, one of the ways is by doing the 200 recordings. And for some reason, it's just really coming. It feels so real to me more than maybe it has before, or just in a new way or something like that.
Well, and because of what you said, you're doing it. You're practicing.
Yeah.
And when we really turn our attention to a practice, especially a practice as powerful as that, things start changing quickly. Yeah. Well, thank you for that. Happy for you.
Yes, and as am I. Thanks to everybody, all of you all of everyone else, all of us.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Gotcha.
All right.
Gotcha. Bye. Thanks, Lori.
Sherry, we have time for maybe even two callers, so let's see. Here we go. Next
All right.
caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello. Hi, it's Anna from Home First in England.
Well, hello, Anna. What are you seeing?
Hello. Hi. Hi. First of all, this week's radio shows have been absolutely incredible. They're just life-changing. I've been listening to them again and again and re-recording them and transcribing them and
just been really
big thank you to everyone. And everybody, and you and Ashwini sound like you're right in the room with me for some reason.
Can I tell you what's crazy about that? At the monastery, there's no phones, no internet connection, and up the hill where she is, there's been no phones, no internet connection, just, you know, power turned off. And today, she sounds like she's right in our living room. Who can say?
So, anyway, I like it. It's really good.
good.
I always love as well the karmic conversation holds the answer. Because when I do it, it always seems really simple, and then I think ego tries to say, well, that's too simple, so you've not done it right. I'm still going with the initial simple thing that comes to me. So a couple of the things that I've been seeing from this focus is I'm told I shouldn't speak up because I'm stupid and I know nothing, and I make no difference and I am nothing. So what I got from this activity was and it happens all the time, is that the opposite is true, and that it's ego that is stupid and makes no difference.
And projecting.
Is insignificant.
It's projecting all of that, right?
Yeah.
Projecting all of that onto you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Projecting itself onto you. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I can see that there are sort of lots of different reasons for that. And also what I can see is that if I'm not really present, then what could come out of my mouth could sound stupid. But that's just because I'm identified. So that's been really fantastic. And I've just been practicing even harder than ever being present.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to stop you there, Anna, because that is so big. It really is everything. So we get bamboozled into believing egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate is what we are, is who we are. And then it does its number on us. And we are left to believe, based on what it has talked us into, that what it's telling us is true. So, as you say, if we're not present, we can say all kinds of unfortunate things, from stupid to cruel, right? If we're not here and we let ego take over our mouth, right? We can do, really, people can do horrible things when in the grip of egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate. And then, because, in fact, they did that, they are willing to believe that's who they are. And so what you're seeing is just critical, that all of that stuff exists in egocentric, in an illusion of being separate from light. And that, as you say, will light a fire under us to get back to presence, where that doesn't happen, because in presence we don't want to be hurtful or cruel or stupid or harmful or any of those other things. We want to be kind and compassionate and loving and caring. We get back to presence, and we get to have an experience of what life actually is, and we get to experience life manifesting through a human form.
Yes.
And those voices will always say to whatever happens, whatever you experience when you're here, well, that's too simple. You need to go up into conditioned mind and think about this. You need to figure it out. You need to have a conversation with ego. It is that simple.
I think it must be because it's working, because I've done really well this week, and I've been practicing at work, which is my hardest place, and there's lots of times where I've just gone, oh, I'm here. So it's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome. That's just the whole deal. So, and again, I want to underline the one piece of everything those voices are saying about us is true about them. That's why in this practice, projection is such a big deal. When it's an external person and they're saying something hateful, you can know that ego is projecting that onto them, and it's coming, they've been taken over, and it's coming out of their mouth, has nothing to do with us. Nothing.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it's extraordinary to get it, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm having a great week. I'm having such a great week. And thank you. So
let's just continue it, okay?
I know.
Let's have a great rest of our lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
That's what we're going to do.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Anna. Well, that brings us to the end of another fabulous show, Sherry, and another week of fabulous shows. So our assignment for today. What we realize is that the suffering in any content area is caused by the karma, not the content. However, we're conditioned to frame it around the content. Assignment. Choose a behavior change that addresses the karmic bamboozle, not the content issue. make sure you choose something that is within the focus for the month and can be practiced for a week. For example, I'm going to practice doing one chore each day with the attitude of mind that it's a part of my life rather than something I have to do that takes away time from what I would rather be doing. Make a commitment poster that states your behavior change. Make a recording that, one, refutes the self-hating messages, and two, replaces the conditioned conversation with what you choose instead.
So exciting.
Very exciting.
And all
since
right.
it's Friday,
well, thank you.
We'll have assignments over the weekend and we'll get back together on Monday.
And see what happened. All
and
right.
See what happens. Thank you, Sherry. Go happy.
Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. Go happy.